Message number 1158. Not one of you is capable of understanding divine laws. Thursday, June 26, 2014 at 14:00. My dearly beloved daughter, you must never believe that my word given to the world through these messages will be accepted easily. Those who do not accept them will struggle from time to time to live these messages and all that I ask of them. Instead of living the messages and adapting their lives accordingly, they will question and question every word that comes from my sacred mouth. If they were instead to adhere to my teachings which have never changed, then they would serve me better. Not one of you is capable of understanding the divine laws which come from my beloved Father. When you try to analyze the mysteries of the divinity of the Holy Trinity, you will fail, for not all is for your knowing. Any one of you who believes that they understand the events leading up to and beyond my second coming must know this. I reveal certain events only to help you prepare your souls. My revelations are not given to you to cause sensation, controversy, or hatred amongst you, for I would never inflict such confusion. Confusion stems from a lack of trust in me and a burning human curiosity, which is understandable. You must simply remain true to my holy word, that is all that I ask. I lived a simple life when I walked the earth. I taught my word in a simple way so that my teachings would be understood by all. I showed my abhorrence at those who professed to represent God and whose duty it was to ensure that the Ten Commandments were honored. Yet these learned men, bursting with pride, wore bejeweled garments and boasted of their positions within the temple of God. So intent were they in their acts of posturing, dictating, admonishing the poor, the humble, and the ignorant, that they forgot one important fact. Their role was to serve God. And to serve God, they had to serve His children. Instead, they demanded respect, sought adulation, and coveted each other's positions of power within the hierarchy that existed within the temples. At no stage did I encourage sensationalism, although my word delivered to the masses, albeit in a very simple way, created controversy. For only the word of God, which is simple and straightforward, can offend in this way. The truth creates division for many people because they cannot face it. Yet it is only the truth, the word of God, that you need concern yourselves with. To analyze my word or to argue over the meaning of the truth and sensationalize the word of God is a waste of your time. Far better you serve me by serving others in my name. Do not be fearful of the truth, do not reject it, dismiss it, or create new interpretations of it. The truth remains the same as it always has. My word is my word. What I say will be. God's will cannot be tampered with. By accepting the truth, it will bring clarity of mind, peace within your souls, and a desire to be obedient to my word, as it is given, at all times. There is nothing that you can add to it, for it will remain intact for eternity. Your Jesus.